What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today, Monday edition. Let's get it. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. It's going to be an incredible week. This weekend coming up, Catherine Mullins in Madeira Beach. I'll be in West Haven, Connecticut on Friday. It's going to be an incredible weekend all around. I'll also be in Madeira Beach. You don't want to miss. Join us. And if you're in Florida or Connecticut, it's going to be a powerful time. We're going to jump in today called Handling Your Blessing. The scripture is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that's in you, whom you've had from God? Are you not your own? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What you allow into your eyes, ears, and mind will either grow you or deteriorate you from the inside out. I'm going to say that again because that alone is incredible. What you allow into your eyes, your ears, and your mind will either grow you or deteriorate you from the inside out. What you thirst for in life directs your course. Things don't make you who you are. Character does. So instead of chasing money, create a character like Christ. It's amazing what God can do with someone whose heart is fully surrendered to Him. And the key is not to lose the fire and the passion that God has ignited in your heart, because whatever worldly thing is creeping into your eyes and ears, there's so many dead carcasses of Christians walking around who once burned for God, but they lost their fire and their excitement. Treat your body, including your mind, like a temple of God. Don't let fear, earthly contentment, or anger, or offense, or any other unwanted guest slip in. Stay hungry, humble, and holy. If you can do those things, you'll shape this world for God. The further thought is, own things, but don't let them own you. Don't let money move you. It's a tool. It's like water, the way it can flow. Don't allow petty things to creep in, contaminate your blessing. So good. I will tell you, finding the favor of God isn't the hard part. It's not. His favor is on you. Surrendered heart, pure mope, God will bless you. Handling the favor is another thing. Most people in life can't handle the favor. It's like the church. Man, the church for years has flourished in persecution. Man, they were skinning people alive in China. And now I think like over almost 3 million a month are being born again in China right now. The underground church. It's incredible. The church has always handled persecution incredibly. The church has not handled blessing, has not passed the money test. A lot of places, a lot of people, those things pull you away from God. It's like you don't know what to do with options. You know, when I grew up in the hood, there was no options. I couldn't wake up and be an entrepreneur and be diligent, work hard. No, man, everybody in the hood, you either was a drug dealer or you like worked at like, you know, CVS. I mean, there was nothing in between. And the bottom line is when you get options in life, when you get options for dinner, when you get options for life, you better be faithful with options. Because most people, when it's time to choose, they're not faithful in it because they can't choose. Most people don't have an ability to do that. And so how are you handling the favor and the blessing in your life? And you say, well, I'm just not satisfied with what I have. How are you handling the blessing and favor in your life? As we learned last week, when they asked Jesus how to be great, he's like, dude, let's talk about faithfulness. And faithfulness is everything. Your body is not your own. Our life is not our own. It's been bought and paid for with a price. And so we've got to make that decision that it's a surrendered state of as it is in heaven. My life and my finances are, I mean, there's nothing, it's all one, right? Heaven invade this earth. And when I look at my finances, I don't try to handle it separately from the Lord. I don't try to like in the back here, try to just work my own thing up. No, it's all one. We have to look at our finances and our money as unto the Lord. Because a lot of people are operating independently with their finances. The truth is, we don't let money control us. I'm talking about money, the blessing, handling the blessing in your life. Most people get another job, they get a promotion, you don't even see them anymore. You know how many people come to the altar, say, Pastor, pray for me that I get a job and a raise, and I'm telling you, I'll give, and I'm telling you, I'll be in church, and man, I just, you know, I've hit rock bottom, and we pray, we believe, we go for it, and they get a job. It's incredible. What a testimony. Week one, they come and testify. Week two, we never see them again. They're consumed with their own life, man, and we can't use God that way. Did the answered prayer help you or kill you? Because it looks like you're in a worse place because you didn't handle blessing. Because God wants you to have a kingdom perspective when it comes to your finances. He doesn't want you to look at it through the eyes of the flesh. He wants you to look at it through the kingdom perspective. Our finances are His. You don't own anything. Let's just let that sink in. You don't own anything. Everything you have is His on loan to you, including your kids. You don't own anything. And that means at any given moment, He can decide where to put that thing, and he could touch it and get rid of it in your life. If you're truly going to live with your hands open, it's God can take it at any given moment. Now, our children clearly aren't getting taken from you, but they will when they're old enough of age to go reign in life themselves. They're on loan to you to raise them and then release them in the world and trust God. But again, how many people, perfect example, your kids are a blessing. How many moms have lost themselves in the identity that I'm just here for my kids? No, you're here to train them and release them in the world. And you're also here to use your God-given abilities beyond your kitchen. There's so much more for you. And people settle the blessing of children. They can't handle it because it ends up being something that robs them of their purpose and peace and joy in this life. In the all while, you just don't want to feel guilty. So you're like, well, I'm doing it for my kids. We're all doing it for our family. But at the end of the day, my children are not going to take me away from what I'm called to do. It's going to add to what I'm called to do. They're on loan to me for however long the Lord sees fit. And when it's time for them to be released, they're going to be released. When it's time for them to go into this earth, they're going to go into this earth. So today, let's look at the blessings in our life. Let's handle the blessing. Let's get ready for increase as we're faithful with what he's given us. That's it for today. We love you. It's going to be an incredible week. Thank you, as always, for tuning in with Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.